It's Wednesday, March 3rd. I'm Akilah Hughes.
And I'm Gideon Resnick, and this is What a Day, where unlike the like counter on Instagram, we will never disappear on you.
Honestly, when they got rid of likes, I could feel my brain sigh with relief.
Yeah, this should be a national holiday, actually. On today's show, new testimony from federal officials on the Capitol attack, then some headlines.
But first, the latest.
About 3 weeks ago, we were able to say that we'll have enough vaccine supply for adults by the end of July. And I'm pleased to announce today, as a consequence of the stepped-up process that I've ordered and just outlined, this country will have enough vaccine supply, I'll say it again, for every adult in America by the end of May.
Ho, ho, ho. Okay, so that was President Biden announcing a new target date for the country's vaccination campaign yesterday. Previously, he had said that there would be enough supply by the end of July, so we backing it up 2 months. Now it's May. I'm pretty into this news. Gideon, what is driving this?
Yeah, it is awesome. So one thing to note is that the speech came after an update on Johnson & Johnson. The administration announced this agreement between J&J and the pharmaceutical company Merck to up the supply. So per the Washington Post, the arrangement is going to look something like this. Merck is going to have two facilities that produce the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. One will do what is called fill finish, i.e. when the actual vaccine is put into the vials and shipped out, and the other will do drug substance, so production of the vaccine itself. It doesn't seem like that on its own is going to actually move the production schedule like Biden is describing, but it's a piece of it, along with the administration's reported confidence in the schedules of the other companies. The Post reported that the Merck deal could actually end up being geared towards variants later in the year, so we'll see how that shakes out. But backstory on Merck really fast. It's a major vaccine maker, but wasn't successful in creating its own vaccine, so now they're stepping in here to help. Mm-hmm. And this comes after Johnson & Johnson had some production issues that limited the supply they've been able to make and promised for the future.
Yeah, and this feels like the kind of thing that should be happening, you know? Like, let's fully get all the factories going. Let's get us out of the house at some point, please.
Yeah, Willy Wonka's factory, make vaccines. You know, like, we gotta get
exactly.
It moving. Yeah, there's definitely work that goes into making this kind of thing happen. So, for example, the New York Times reported that it is a bit unclear how quickly Merck is actually going to be able to get this going, given that they have to convert their facilities to accommodate this. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the Defense Production Act will be used to help the company along. Also, as was the case with the original timeline, Biden is trying to be really cautious and saying it's going to take some more time after that date to actually get these vaccines into arms.
All right. And then Biden also set out new goals around vaccinating teachers, yes?
Yes, he did. He called on states to prioritize teachers and school staff in the vaccination pecking order with the goal of having every grade school employee and childcare worker getting their first shot by the end of March. Overall, this ties into that goal we've talked about of getting schools reopened. Biden said that 30 states were already prioritizing teachers and that the administration wanted to lean on local pharmacies to help in this process. Nice. And by the way, apparently Kentucky, hello, could become the first state to vaccinate all its teachers with the first round. That's according to Education Week. So that's great. And already on the local level, we have seen a steady expansion in eligibility aside from teachers. The Times pointed out three recent examples here. So New York City recently added workers in hotel industries and food service. Florida said individuals 50 and older working in schools and law enforcement would be added. And Ohio added certain childcare and funeral workers and individuals with some pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, so all of this feels like good momentum and like we finally have stuff to look forward to. But the flip side to that is states just acting like this is over and telling people to yeet their masks into the sun. they didn't really exactly say that, but what did they say?
Yeah, it's not insanely far off. So the biggest news on this from yesterday was the announcement from Texas. Governor Greg Abbott lifted the state's mask requirement and is allowing for businesses to operate at full capacity in the coming days, 100%. For context, thus far, Texas is not among the top in terms of vaccinations. And of course, they had major delays they had to deal with the recent catastrophic winter storm. Then Mississippi followed Texas with a similar announcement yesterday. And the crazy thing about all of this is that they are far from alone across the country. Iowa and Montana have lifted mask mandates. Massachusetts lifted capacity restrictions on restaurants. And cities like San Francisco have begun to allow some indoor dining, movie theaters, and gyms to open.
Yeah, and this, of course, is all coming as vaccinations are up, cases and hospitalizations are down, and everyone, us included, would love to do these kinds of things again. But what are the actual health officials saying about it?
They are worried. they are specifically concerned about moving too fast, sort of deja vu there, especially with more contagious variants circulating. Here is a clip from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on Monday ahead of these announcements.
I am really worried about reports that more states are rolling back the exact public health measures we have recommended to protect people from COVID-19. I understand the temptation to do this. 70,000 cases a day seems good compared to where we were just a few months ago. But we cannot be resigned to 70,000 cases a day.
Yeah, and she went on to say that there's a real risk of backtracking on the progress that has been made in the last several weeks. So no. Let's not blow this, folks. More on all of that in the days ahead. But Akila, let's get into the most recent hearing on the Capitol attack.
Yeah, so yesterday reminded us that investigations into the failed insurrection are still ongoing. There was another high-profile congressional hearing, this time with FBI Director Christopher Wray. Here are some highlights. Wray defended the FBI's handling of intelligence in advance of the attack, but also said they are reviewing internal procedures that led to, quote, not an acceptable result, which is maybe the lightest way of putting it. Yeah. As a reminder for everyone, the FBI put out an intel report leading up to January 6th, but as we've discussed, DC and Capitol security officials said the report either didn't make it to them or that they didn't take it seriously because it wasn't an email. Lawmakers yesterday didn't seem fully convinced that the FBI had done enough to really emphasize the threat. But, you know, I think anybody saying, hey, look out, would have been enough.
Yeah. And then another highlight from this, Wray said the Bureau considers the attack to be domestic terrorism.
Yeah, which is the first time it's been explained that way in official terms. And wouldn't you know it, Wray also said that the attack has been a, quote, inspiration to a number of terrorist extremists, which seems understandable given how many people are still unidentified and won't face any punishment for their involvement. The FBI estimates that 800 people were in the mob that breached the Capitol, and roughly 270 of them now face criminal charges.
Man, 800 is so many. And yeah. On that domestic terror bit, Wray testified that the FBI is pursuing roughly 2,000 domestic terror cases overall. How should we interpret that number?
We should definitely not be happy with it. It's an enormous spike. It's double the number from last September. So it really seems like Trump's constant stoking of racism and hatred worked and that they have their work cut out for them. Wray also said that domestic terrorism has, quote, been metastasizing around the country for a long time now, and it's not going away anytime soon. So much to the chagrin of Republican representatives, Wray name-checked the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, and also reiterated that there's been no evidence that Black Lives Matter or Antifa were involved, which is pretty obvious if you've seen any of the actual footage. But I guess if I was partially responsible for the radicalizing rhetoric that inspired Americans to commit terrorism, I'd definitely be begging for a scapegoat, too.
Yeah, for sure. And so we have this yesterday. Where does this go next?
Okay, so there's another big hearing today. The witness list includes officials from the FBI, the National Guard, the Defense Department, and DHS. We can expect more questions about intelligence that was gathered beforehand and whether these agencies raised the appropriate level of alarm, like we saw in yesterday's hearing with Wray. Also, it'll be really interesting to see what information comes out about how and when the National Guard was deployed. That was a really big focus last week with the testimony from the DC and Capitol security officials, but we only got their side of the story. Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sutton said that he experienced a surprising amount of reluctance on bringing in the National Guard that day. Defense officials have said that part of the delay had to do with a lack of planning and information on how the troops should actually end up assisting. And then bigger picture, you know, where does this go next? We could see months of hearings and investigations. So we're really just at the tip of that iceberg. We will stay on it, but that's the latest for now. It's Wednesday Wad Squad, and for today's Tim Check, we're talking about some big innovations in the candy space. Okay, so Hershey's announced on Monday that they're going to start selling a Reese's Ultimate Peanut Butter Lover's Cup that is all peanut butter, no chocolate. It is the first time in history that the candy has gone full PB. The candies are set to hit stores in April for a limited time. Giddy, does this sound good to you or not?
Absolutely, yeah. Literally, like, every flavor of a thing that I like is peanut butter, pretty much.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think that people should necessarily mess with a tried and true good thing. Like, we know Reese's works.
Yep.
Let it be. But in this case, it's fine to go
full
PB.
An additional product, you know?
Right. Yeah, we're not replacing. We're just adding. We're yes-anding is what Reese's is doing, which I think is good. I think it's always fine to go full PB, and I would love it. I would eat 1,000 of them right now.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you know, I'm looking forward to it. If they have a specific date, I'll write it on the calendar. There's not much else to look forward to. So, you know, We got space.
There are no holidays in April, as far as I know. No, like, major. Well, there's Easter and there's Passover.
Spring break. Seems like two pretty big ones.
This is another one. Consider it another one. And consider my apologies for referring to those as not major holidays. Offending everyone equally here today. That is my goal. But same question for you, Akila, on this. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be having this?
Oh, totally. I mean, I love peanut butter as well. I'm just curious, like, if the peanut butter exterior has any chocolate at all, because I believe that this could be a sneaky little fun treat for Fauci. He loves peanut butter. I could give him a little corner of it. You know, it's a lot of sugar, but just like a little bit, so he wouldn't be bothering me when I wanted it. But with the chocolate, that's just a non-starter, you know? Like, this dog's got to live a long time. I made a really big deal about getting him. But also, I love him. So, yeah, I'm mostly just thinking about how effective it'll be to, like, be allowed to eat it in front of a dog that wants a bite of everything that I'm eating.
That is a great question. And, you know, Reese's should make clear, was this made in the same vicinity?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As where they made the ones that are chocolate covered, and therefore we might have some issues on that front. We want to clear up, like, is this for dogs or not?
Yeah, like, basically, you know, I can't speak for Fauci. I will be eating it, even if it means I have to go to my car and pretend that I'm going somewhere and he has to cry in the house for 15 minutes while I try them. I'm going to get to try them. And just like that, we've checked our temps. Stay safe. Hey, maybe have some chocolate for old time's sake, because the peanut butter is on the way, and we'll be back after some ads. Let's wrap up with some headlines.
Headlines.
Almost 300 girls who were abducted from Nigerian boarding schools last week have been released by their captors. The girls were kidnapped on Friday by armed gunmen in Zamfara, a state in the northern region of the country. Government officials say they've been in talks with the abductors since Friday and reached an agreement on Monday, denying that they paid any ransom. This is the second time in less than a week that gunmen have captured and released school children in Nigeria. On Saturday, several students and staff members were kidnapped from a government college, and experts say the country's deep economic crisis might be the driving force behind the uptick in kidnappings, with a growing number of people becoming impoverished, jobless, and hungry in the midst of the pandemic.
Residents in Jackson, Mississippi are entering their third week without running water following a massive winter storm last month. Freezing temperatures paralyzed the city's main water plant and damaged pipes across the city. Now, with warmer weather and power restored, people in Jackson have been under a boil water notice for weeks and have been forced to buy bottled water to drink, bathe, and cook. City officials say that Jackson's aging infrastructure is the reason for the long delay. Oh, I guess that Infrastructure Week never did happen under Trump. Charities and other groups are now stepping in to donate bottled water to be distributed by the city government.
We cross new frontiers in insider trading this week with the resignation of a Nike vice president following questions about her involvement in her Gen Z son's massive sneaker reselling business. The VP's name is Anne Hebert, and her spot was blown up after her son was profiled in Bloomberg, pretty prominent place, while describing a $100,000 Yeezy purchase he made to flip shoes. He revealed that he did it on his mom's corporate card, and she also helped him set up his LLC. There's no evidence that Hebert gave her son discounts or early access to shoes, but it does not look good. And it definitely screams just do it instead of don't do it if you want to keep your good sportswear job. The story is wild, but you really have to see the photos the kid posted on Instagram to do it justice, posing with hundreds of boxes of shoes in the warehouse he was able to fill using only hustle and maternal love. I feel bad about the likes he's going to lose. FYI, if my future son is a podcaster, he is hereby banned from WAD.
I just love this story, you know, watching people fumble their mom's bag. It's really insane.
Amazing.
And their own, I suppose. Well, it was Dr. Seuss's birthday yesterday, and he got the gift of a critical reevaluation of his work. Dr. Seuss Enterprises announced that they have stopped publishing and licensing six of his books due to their inclusion of harmful racial stereotypes. Those books include And to Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street and If I Ran the Zoo. But the vast majority of the Seuss collection was unaffected. Of course, conservative media had an extremely measured response to this decision, represented here by Charlie Kirk on Fox News.
This is not going to stop. It's not. And so whatever that you might hold near or dear, it will get eliminated.
That is just one very loud crybaby. So some tweeted out that they were buying up the six books before they become hard to find. You know, got to get that limited edition racism. Or they can just stick with Horton Hears a Who, but add their own pages where Horton says he doesn't like affirmative action. That's always an option.
Yeah, I if you want to be creative and also mean.
Yeah, totally. You know, idiots. And those are the headlines.
That is all for today. If you like the show, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, just do it, and tell your friends to listen.
And if you're into reading and not just the racism-free Dr. Seuss books like me, What a Day is also a nightly newsletter. Check it out. Subscribe at crooked.com/subscribe. I'm Akilah Hughes.
I'm Gideon Resnick.
And happy late birthday to Sonia Tun. You know, an excellent producer, a better friend, a cool girl. Everybody wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah, Sonia has sick music taste, sick production taste, sick McNugget taste as well. I have it on good authority.
Yeah, she's out here. What a Day is a production of Crooked Media.
It's recorded and mixed by Charlotte Landis.
Sonia Tun is our assistant producer.
Our head writer is John Milstein, and our executive producers are Katie Long, Akilah Hughes, and me.
Our theme music is by Colin Gilliard and Kashaka.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.